You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the Ace and Friends Radio Show.
Fun, funny, and fast. Welcome to Ace and Friends. Thanks for being a part of the Ace and Friends family. I hate my phone and my car. I don't know what's happening in my car. I don't know how this happens. But you know, we talked about this before. My phone automatically connects to my car on Bluetooth. Even if I haven't listened to music for days, it just pops up when I get in my car. Well, somehow now, normally it just plays whatever the last thing that I played was. Well, the last thing I played was the song Three Little Birds by Bob Marley, because that's what kind of we play for Dax. It helps him go to sleep at night. Well, today it's playing, I don't know why, the song may be Spaceships by Kesha.
Oh gosh,
it's something when it popped on, I was like, what is this? I don't even know what this song is. And it's Kesha talking over music, and like, you see in the intergalactic space,
oh gosh,
the array of human emotions.
Wow.
I got to get off this.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Kesha. Oh, how are you?
What is this?
That's a weird one.
Yeah, take me back to wake up. Oh, yeah. PD, I shouldn't say.
You remember I used to have a Kesha song as my alarm clock. I hear your heartbeat.
Yeah, that's good. That's a catchy Kesha song.
That was my alarm clock.
That was a catchy song.
I don't want that to wake me up, though. Not interested.
What do you want to wake you up if you have a song that plays?
I have a nature sounds. It's a gentle. I need to be, you know, my parents used to say, good morning. My mom used to say, good morning, sweet prince. So I need, I don't want a siren, the default alarm.
Yeah.
Who wants to wake up with that?
That's what I wake up
with. Panic. That's how your day starts, with just immediate panic and anxiety. No, good morning. Look at you. You're doing wonderful today. You're handsome. You're smart. People like you. People enjoy your time. You know, I need that kind of greeting into the day. So, yeah, mine's like waterfalls, and it's like very gentle, gentle
music. Does it wake you up immediately?
I usually wake up 5 minutes before every morning.
I need the jolt. I need it to.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rob. I need to be like, let's go, man. Time to go. Time to go. Although, honestly, considering the way things are working out for me lately, I mean the past 3-4 years, I might switch to ringing sealer to take a chance on something new.
It's aggressive thing in the morning.
Maybe I need less aggression first thing in the morning. I'd be feeling a little bit better.
You know when people throw water on your face to like wake you up? That always seemed like the cruelest thing to do. I mean, what if you do that to somebody?
Maybe I'll try ringing's nature sounds. Maybe.
Good morning, Ace.
See how that works out for me.
Despite what you think, you're fine. Everything's fine.
Despite what you think, you're fine. Thanks. That's great.
We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
So the big pop culture story this week so far has been Justin Timberlake getting a DUI. Yeah. I'm sorry, he got a DWI.
I think a DWI.
Driving while intoxicated. because DUI can be something different. So, there's a game called DUI or not. I'll give you the celebrity. You tell me whether or not you believe this person has had a DUI.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. There's a quite an array here. Let's start with Keanu Reeves.
No.
No DUI.
Yes. Keanu Reeves has a DUI. No. Vince Vaughn.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Vince Vaughn has a DUI. DUI or not. Flo Rida.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Dang. Flo Rida has a DUI.
Oh, my God.
I remember his mugshot.
DUI or not. Morgan Wallen.
I don't think he has.
Yeah, he's been arrested, close. Right?
Yeah.
But I don't think he's gotten a DUI.
Morgan Wallen, no DUI.
Yeah.
I knew if I just stuck with no for long enough.
Yeah, eventually you're going to hit one. Jason Sudeikis, a.k.a. Ted Lasso.
I want to say no.
No.
No, you're correct. No DUI for Jason Sudeikis. I did see something. Side note. I did not realize this until yesterday. I saw a TikTok. Where there's one part of Ted Lasso where his entire speech is the Allen Iverson practice speech.
We're talking about practice.
Word for word. It is word for word, except he changes two words to make it fit soccer instead of basketball.
Really?
But it's
in the show?
It's Ted Lasso talking to one of his star players that didn't want to play. He goes, that's what we talk about. We're talking about practice. And they put it side by side with Iverson, and it's spot on. It's so good. I never do that. Okay, DUI or not, Tom Hanks.
No.
No.
No, Tom Hanks does not have a DUI. Chris Hemsworth, DUI or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Chris Hemsworth does not have a DUI. Khloe Kardashian.
Yes.
No.
Yes, Khloe Kardashian has a DUI. Lance Bass, DUI or not?
No.
No DUI. Okay. Dave Chappelle, DUI or not?
No.
I don't. Yes?
No. Dave Chappelle does not have a DUI. Paris Hilton.
Yes.
Nicole Richie.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they both have DUIs. Kelly Rowland, formerly of Destiny's Child.
No.
Yes.
No. Nicole Richie does not have a DUI. And finally, Ryan Seacrest.
No,
Ryan Seacrest is not a DUI.
Doesn't strike me as a drinker.
No, it doesn't meet me either.
He's too busy working.
Yeah.
And why would he be driving?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, why is Justin Timberlake driving? Doesn't he have a security person with him or something? What's he doing driving?
Blows my mind.
I know. Shots fired. There is a woman in her 30s who believes something about women in her 40s. Yeah, it's going to be back. Next. Hang on.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
If you are a lady over the age of 40, get ready. Because a lady under the age of 40 might be coming for you here a little bit. I think as men, we should just sit back and let this play itself out and see what happens.
PSA again. Women over 40 in the workforce are 90% of the time not girls. Remember that.
Girls. They weaponize that phrase.
That
you're,
girls,
not
girls,
girls,
right? You're not a girl.
That's like the most offensive thing you can say to another woman from a woman.
Meaning you're not supportive of other women?
Yeah. They take that so hard. And it's like so offensive to them.
To say that you're not a girl's girl.
You're not a girl's girl.
So she's saying women.
I am a girl's girl.
Women over 40 in the workforce are not girl's girls.
Yeah. To me, it sounds like she's just calling women over 40 like Karens, kind of. but like they don't support other women. They're only interested in befriending the men in the office, and they will throw another younger woman under the bus, or a woman of their same age under the bus in favor of, you know, winning over a guy.
It could be because, or could it be, I guess I'm just speculating, that over the age of 40, they are more locked into a, they're more career minded at that point. They're more looking for the advancement. They're more, they're trying to, you know, they're going to finish that climb to the top of the mountain, so to speak. So their priorities have changed a little bit because it's maybe a little more about me and my career advancing than being a girl's girl.
You're not interested in helping the other girlies in the office.
Yeah. You're interested in taking the next step up the corporate ladder, or the next step up in your career.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing. It depends on how you've done it.
You're just going to have to.
Well, that would be hurtful though. If you're a 45-year-old woman to have somebody, you're not a girl's girl.
Yeah.
I can see where that would be problematic.
Yeah. I think they need to start fighting back. The women over 40.
You just want to see women over 40 and women under 40 go back and forth.
Sure. Maybe maybe in a swimming pool with pudding and, and whipped cream.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Oh, today's good news is so good. It's just so good. The reason we have it is to make us all feel a little bit better. And I guarantee you we'll do that coming up next.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Ace and Friends presents
I'm about to have a good day.
The good news.
I don't know that it's possible I could love these two good news stories anymore. But let's start at Stanford University. A 105-year-old woman named Virginia Hislop just got her master's degree from Stanford 83 years late.
Whoa.
She finished all her classes back in 1941, but never finished her senior thesis. Remember what happened in 1941?
Yeah.
Yeah. Japan bombed Pearl Harbor.
Sure.
That put a little interruption on her senior thesis.
Okay.
She married her husband before he went off to war, then focused on the family. Some of the family was there Sunday to see her walk across the stage with her cane. 105, she walked across the stage with her cane to accept her master's degree. She has 2 kids, 4 grandkids, and 9 great-grandkids. Stanford no longer has a thesis requirement for a Master of Arts degree anymore. So she had completed everything she needed to complete because there was no senior thesis required any longer. Wow. So they decided, you know what? We're going to go ahead and give her diploma and give her master's.
Sure.
Not that her life had been any less fulfilled without it, but hey, a little bit of a reward.
It's good press.
And so what? So what if they did still have their senior thesis thing? Who cares? She's 105.
Yeah.
It got interrupted by World War II and being part of the greatest generation that saved the world. I think we can go ahead and give her master's.
Yeah.
And this is wonderful. Students at Tennessee Tech helped out a 12-year-old girl. This 12-year-old girl loves music and wanted to play drums. Small problem. She was born without hands. So they had to come up with custom prosthetics to make it happen. They spent an entire semester designing them. Then they made her hands with a 3D printer. And the girl says the hands work great, and they're helping her prove that she can do anything she wants in life.
Wow. Pretty cool. But they're made of paper? They're made out of a printer?
They're made from a 3D printer.
Oh, a 3D printer. Yeah. I was like, well, I mean, that's good until it rains, you know.
No, they're not paper hands.
Right.
Well, makes more sense now, I guess, Ace, but...
That's what you get when
he's... Not even 1 second ago.
Who said they were made out of paper?
Sorry, I heard printer. They printed her hands, and I was like, oh, well, that's cool. Until you got to, like, wash the dishes. You got to get a new set of hands? I don't know.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
2019 was just 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Well, technically, yes. But it won't feel like that. Coming up next.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
According to the calendar, 2019 was just 5 years ago. But for whatever reason, I think it's because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
It seems like, to me at least, it was a lot longer ago.
Yeah.
So there is a list out that says all these things happened a mere 5 years ago. But it seems like a lifetime ago. For example, the college admissions cheating scandal happened.
Yeah. Felicity Huffman, yep. Lori Loughlin.
Taylor Swift announced she would re-record her back catalog after Scooter Braun bought it. She's turned those out so quickly. It's like, okay, well, wow. Hardly
seems amazing. Like
it's been forever ago. 2019, Nick Cannon only had 3 kids.
Wow.
He now has 12.
12 or 13?
So he said 9 or 10 kids in the past 5 years.
That's insane.
He's so stupid.
Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson were dating in 2019.
Oh.
Jennifer Lopez got engaged.
To?
Alex Rodriguez.
Okay.
In 2019.
Yeah.
I mean, she's already ended that relationship, started up again with Ben Affleck, married him, and now apparently that's coming to an end.
Yeah. Wow. She's been busy.
Old Town Road by Lil Nas X was a breakout hit in 2019.
Sure.
But again, that seems like way longer ago than just 5 years. The series finales of Game of Thrones and The Big Bang Theory happened in 2019. The Notre Dame Cathedral caught fire.
Yeah.
I remember watching that on the news one afternoon.
That was crazy.
But again, just 5 years ago. A brown egg became the most liked picture on Instagram.
I
had completely forgotten about that until I read this list this morning. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God. I forgot about it for a good reason.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I was like, oh my God, I completely forgot about the brown egg. And the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team won the World Cup in 2019.
Wow.
But all of those things seem like so long ago. And it has to be because of the pandemic. Now, they make that joke, and I've heard it a lot, and it fits me in my life when somebody says, that was like, what was that, like 25 years ago, like 1989?
Yeah, right.
People go, no, 25 years ago was like 1999.
You're not even close.
Wait a minute. Yeah. That things seem different. As you age, you know, I think time seems to be closer rather than farther away. But that's the opposite with this. 2019 just seems like forever ago.
Yeah. In my head, I always break my life into like two parts for some reason.
Right.
And my life always breaks at 2000 for some reason. I just see my life before 2000 and after 2000.
Interesting. Why 2000?
I don't know. I mean, it was before I was even in high school, so I don't know. But in my head, when I think about my life, I always break it up in those two parts.
And does it seem like 1999 was forever ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, that part of my life seems like so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is my 20th reunion this year for high school graduation.
28th? Are you going?
20th.
No, 20th.
Yeah, I am going.
It's Will
August.
You go?
Yeah, I'm going. It's August.
Nice. Oh, man, I want to see what's doing there. I might go with you. Can I be your plus one?
Sure.
Yeah, Meredith would be like, I don't want to go to this.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free,
so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Ace and Friends.
So, Tate D. Rob, you've mentioned to us that your high school reunion is coming up in August. Mm-hmm. It's the 20th anniversary reunion.
Yep, class of 04.
Did you go to the 10 reunion?
No, I was invited, and I don't remember what was going on that day, but I wasn't able to go.
Well, of course you were invited because you were a part of the class.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I barely talked to anyone when I was in high school, so.
But that's what I wanted to know. Are there people there that you haven't kept up with that you're excited to be? Because I know the class reunion is declining because with Facebook and social media, people stay in touch a lot more often, so they're less likely to travel to see people. But are you looking forward to it? And are there people there that you really haven't kept in touch with that you're interested in seeing?
Not like specific people, but I don't have any like animosity or bad feelings towards anyone from there.
Well, that's good.
Like, we got along well. No, I wasn't like good friends with very many people, if any people. But it's people that weren't rude to me. So that's contrary to what you would think would happen in high school. I mean, because I was a big old nerd. So
my next class reunion will be in 2026, and it will be my 40th high school reunion.
Oh my god!
What did we do? We did one at 30. Yeah, I've gone to every one of them.
Our business manager, Adam, has a class reunion. I swear, every 3 months for some. I mean, he's constantly at reunions.
Different it's college like, reunions.
I don't know.
See, I don't go to any of the college ones.
That would be the one reunion. I want to go to like a freshman dorm reunion.
Okay.
Like, that would be sick.
That would be a great reunion. I would love to know what happened to a lot of those guys.
That first year of college, even more so than the high school, I would love to meet up with the people that were in my dorm freshman year.
I would love to know what happened to. That's a great point, because there are guys who I don't remember their last names, just their first names.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to Pedro from St. Louis?
Yeah.
What happened to Anje, who was from New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened to Bill, who was from Shreveport, Louisiana? Well, I know Bill's last name. I can find it. But what like, there was a guy that was on the swim team. His name was Patrick. He was from Australia. What happened to that weird guy? You know, just...
Yeah, it was just full of characters and, like, yeah, you just... I think that'd be fun.
But those people, you have no way of knowing how to look them up because you don't know their name.
Yeah.
Well, they might even not just know them by a nickname.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Dude that lived across the hall from me that played guitar. What happened to that guy?
Yeah. Where's the guy that always had, like... His room smelled like pickles and, like, you know...
There were the two guys originally my first semester that lived next door to me that got thrown out of the dorm because they were just throwing their beer can. They both had mohawks. They were, Black Flag and all that kind of stuff, and they had they were punks, and they had just would throw their beer cans and the backwash had spilled out, and they had green stuff growing on the floor of their dorm. They kicked them out.
Gross.
Where are those guys now? I want to know that. Yeah, that's the best kind of reunion.
Yeah, that'd be so fun because it's just full of characters.
I would love to put that. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible, but it's a great idea.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Friends.
Whether it's good or bad.
Hey, did you see that?
You're not.
Important or not.
Okay.
Don't.
Sorry.
This is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day.
because country music fan is freaky.
Ooh.
Yeah. Story you'll be talking about the rest of the day starts with a survey. There was a study done about the connection between music and sex. People that put country music on their sex playlist are the least likely to use protection in bed. 61% of them said rarely or never do they use protection, the highest of any genre. Reggae was second with 58%, and folk was third with 50%.
Folk music?
You don't imagine folk music people taking a lot of chances, like not using protection.
It's a way to turn me off. Put on some folk music.
A little like Brothers Osborne while you're...
Yeah, I am trying to think.
If you like country music, you are also the most likely to have participated in an orgy. 22% said yes, they have.
Whoa.
21% of heavy metal listeners have been in an orgy, and 19% of reggae fans. And possibly the saddest stat, country music placed 12th out of 14 musical genres in duration of time. haven't said.
So it's a short orgy. It's a quick orgy.
It's a quick orgy. It also revealed the top 8 music genres across all sex playlists. Country music did not make the top 8. Pop music was number one. Number one sex song across all genres, Super Freaky Girl by Nicki Minaj.
I know, yeah.
But The Weeknd got the number one spot as an artist because he had the biggest number of hits. But,
yeah.
Yeah, so be aware, country music fans least likely to use protection. 61%.
Yep.
Of country music fans.
They
were
wild.
Why are you pointing at Rob?
Hey, so have you? Oh, are you kidding me?
He can see you on the camera. Everybody can see. People watching on YouTube can see you pointing like you're pointing in the other room.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah,
undercover.
I can't see.
He can't see.
Oh,
but that's why
we were talking about the issue.
But yeah. I can't see the camera. Yeah. We got an issue with the computer. But yes, that's what I was trying to tell you is that Rob loves, that's his thing, is 90s country. So it means he's like the freakiest.
I thought you were going to say, that's Rob's thing, not using protection.
Oh, well, apparently it is. Apparently it is.
Didn't you? I thought everybody knew Rob hates using protection.
Yeah, well, I would love to know.
You've always had a fascination with what happens in Rob's in Rob's bedroom.
Yeah, but now I know a little bit more. Some wild stuff, apparently.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
I want to try something, but I know the members of the Ace and Friends cast will not want to play this game. It's called the Round Table of Hard Questions. I'm going to give you some options. You pick a number. I'll give you the question completely at random.
Are you going to participate?
Well, I can see the questions already.
Okay.
So that kind of takes a little bit out. You can pick a number for me.
Okay.
Okay? So, Riggins, you can go first. Pick a number between 1 and... Well, just pick a number between 1 and 22. There are a couple that I'm missing, but just pick a number between 1 and 22.
12.
12. Number 12. If other show members were not in radio, what job do you think they would have? So what job do you think Tech D Rob would have were he not involved in the Ace and Friends radio show?
Maybe like music production.
Interesting.
He's got a good ear.
Okay.
Probably that.
Yeah. And what about me?
You would be maybe like a news anchor okay. or a reporter.
That's fair.
You're like a journalism guy.
Okay. Tech D Rob, pick a number between 1 and 22.
22.
22. What is something the rest of the show does not know about you?
I feel like I'm pretty open book.
Well, and that's hard because we've all worked together for so long and discussed all these different things.
I know everything about Rob.
Yeah, I can't think of anything, to be honest with you.
All right. Then pick another number. Well, go ahead. Riggins, pick a number between 1 and 22.
8.
8. Number 8. Oh, what has been the, I'll answer this one. You pick my number. Okay. What has been the most difficult moment in your life?
For me or for you?
For me. What has been the most difficult moment in my life?
Yeah, when Peyton died.
I think it would be when Peyton died.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that would be the easiest. That would be the most difficult moment. All right, we got time for one more. Riggins, pick one, a number between 1 and 22.
2.
2. What do you feel guilty about?
Oh, that's bad. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, what's the worst thing I ever done? Yeah. It's probably being unkind to somebody who really liked me, like a girl that was really caring about me, and I just treated it so flippantly or casually.
Is that a general comment, or is there someone that comes to mind?
I'm not going to
ask you who it is, but there's someone that comes to mind immediately.
Absolutely.
And you go, it was her.
But I have done it a couple of times, but every time I look back at those things, I always go, that was just so not cool. Yeah, that
were
I
you
feel
mean
that.
To her?
No, it wasn't mean, but I was just sort of like so arrogant with you know, somebody that really cared for me.
How old were you at the time?
Well, 36.
Okay. I did not expect that to be the answer at all.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
That was fun, so let's keep going. The round table of hard questions. Tech D Rob, you're up. Pick a number between 1 and 22.
13.
13. If you had to eat a pet animal, what type of animal would you want to eat and why? If you had to eat a pet animal, what type of animal would you want to eat and why? Now that does, you have to take into consideration what you would define as a pet animal.
Well, I don't eat venison because I don't like that I'm eating a deer, so it's going to be really hard for me to pick a pet.
And that would have been a very weird answer. Deer as a pet.
But I'm saying, like, I just can't, like, I don't know.
You couldn't do it.
Yeah, you just can't bring yourself to eat deer meat.
Yeah, so.
You, sir, are missing out.
Yeah, well, no, I've had it before. It's gross.
No.
It's too tough.
Yeah.
Deer are too lean.
So, what
I don't know, like a bird of some kind?
Yeah, I would have said a bird.
Bird, yeah.
Because maybe it's like chicken. I don't know.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, I'd rather eat that than a dog or a cat or a iguana or something.
All right, so, Rob, you pick mine, and I'll pick a number between 1 and 22.
13. No, 12. 11. Sorry.
11. 11. Ooh, good question. What is the most selfish thing you've ever done? What is the most selfish thing I've ever done? I don't know. What is the most selfish thing I've ever done? I don't think I do a lot of very selfish things. The most selfish thing I have ever done. I guess this would be considered selfish. There was after my divorce, before I met Amanda, There were some people that were very nice to me, and I was just, you know, hooking up with them to be hooking up because I was lonely. Is that selfish? That's selfish, that isn't sounds it?
Pretty no.
Because they were hoping for like a more of a relationship, and I was
okay.
This is so being selfish.
It makes you a liar.
Just kidding. You don't think they would want to have a relationship?
No, of course they would. Of course, I'm sure.
I don't think you are.
I don't know. I don't know if that's selfish, though. Is it selfish?
I don't
selfish?
Know if that counts as being selfish. If I knew that really? They wanted a relationship, but I didn't, but I knew there wasn't going to be a relationship, but I continued to see them just because they were hot.
Yeah, I don't know.
It does make me look good as I sit here and say it out loud.
No, it's not a flattering quality.
No. So game's over. Let's just move on.
This is Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Something is about to happen. Riggins believes that this could shake Rob to his very core.
Mm-hmm.
Or he may already know this information. So you're a huge fan of Super Mario Brothers, right, Rob?
That's fair to say.
Okay, so check this guy out.
Are you guys ready to get your mind blown? So I know you guys have played Super Mario Bros, right? Mario never says, "It's a me, Mario." Like, there's no Italian there. "It's a me, Mario." No. He's saying, "It's a me. It's a me. It's a me, Mario." "It's a me" is Japanese for super. What? "It's a me, Mario."
I was shook. I could not believe that.
So he never says, like, "It's me, Mario."
Yeah, Rob does that impression all the time.
"It's a me." Yeah. Man, this dude sounds like he's high. He's just making stuff up.
He does sound high. I'll give you that. But is that true, though?
Does it shake out what he says? It's true that it's
a me.
I have no idea. I can't confirm or deny
Super
that.
Mario.
Yeah.
Because Nintendo is Japanese it's not even Italian.
There's the tie in Nintendo's Japanese.
Mm-hmm. He's not saying "it's a me, a Mario," yeah, like an Italian person. He's saying "it's a me," like Super Mario. That's crazy. So that's true.
It's an Italian man speaking Japanese.
Yeah. That's what he said.
He's been fooling everybody for years.
"It's a me, Mario."
Hang on. I wonder if I can Google that quickly, if it'll tell me if it's. What would I say? Does Mario
Does Mario say
Super
"it's
Mario
a me"?
Say "it's me." "It's a me." And he was saying.
Well, this says "Itsumi" is not even a word in Japanese. It's a surname.
Since Nintendo's based in Japan, in Japanese, "Itsumi," I-T-S-U-M-I, means superb or super. So really, he was saying Super Mario, not "it's a me."
Crazy.
The guy's right, Rob.
I disagree.
I don't know what to believe now. I'm so confused. That
completely throws you off.
Yeah.
We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications.
Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Ace and Friends.
Gather around for a few things that you might find interesting. Let's start with Howie Mandel's wife. And you would say, why would we find Howie Mandel's wife interesting?
That's a crazy story.
This is a wild story. So they were doing a little night of partying in Vegas recently. His wife, Howie and his wife were a little tipsy, and she fell in their hotel room, broke her cheek, and got a 2-inch cut on her forehead that was so deep, Howie Mandel says he could see her skull.
Oh, my God.
Here's this quote. Quote, blood is pooling out, and I freaked out. I picked her up. I put her on the bed. There's blood everywhere, end quote. Said she's made a full recovery. There's not even a scar. She's beautiful. Howie later spoke to TMZ to clarify she was high on weed gummies, not alcohol.
The picture of her face right after, her entire face is black and blue. It was brutal.
Something you might find interesting. What if the secret to living longer was eating more cheese? There's a new study out of China that says the single most important contributor to healthy aging and longevity is mental well-being. And a close second could be cheese consumption. To live longer, you need a happy mental well-being. And those who reported the most robust levels of mental health and stress resilience seem to eat more cheese and fruit when they examined the people in the survey.
So I thought Chinese people did not eat a lot of cheese.
I don't know. I'm just sharing the story.
Hmm.
And what would you think if somebody hit the genetic lottery? There's a thread on Reddit. People are talking about how they hit the genetic lottery. And I think some of these are pretty cool. For example, this one person said they're not allergic to mosquitoes. They can be bitten, but they go unaffected. The mosquito bites on their body never itch. Someone said they have better than 20/20 vision. Someone else said their teeth, they were born with their teeth nearly perfect. Never been touched. Someone else said their genetic lottery pick, they can read really fast, so they process full lines at a glance rather by going word by word. So that's how they learned to read. So they're naturally a speed reader.
Wow.
They didn't have to study it. They just can. That's how they see words. One woman says she hit the genetic lottery because she doesn't grow any leg hair. Another woman says she doesn't get any period pain and forgets it's even happening because it doesn't bother her at all. And another person said they just don't sunburn. They added that they do still take their sun protection seriously because not burning doesn't mean you can't get skin cancer. But no matter what, whether they put sunscreen on or not, they do not burn, which is pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And another one, guy said he hit the genetic lottery because his beard is just simply magnificent. And a photo was posted, you might find this interesting, of a list someone found outside of a grocery store. The title on the list, People I Want to Punch in the Face. And it had names and times set out to the side. For example, Emma, 12 p.m. Someone named Hunt at 3 p.m. Joe at 4 p.m. There were three other people also on the list but didn't have times out to the side. Some people found it funny calling it a low-grade to kill list. But most people made jokes, said, I wish I were this organized. So it's probably not a real list of people who need punching, though, because above the times, it looks like the person wrote carts. So maybe a manager was keeping track of who needed to gather carts from the parking lot, and they just, you know, used a fun title across the top of it.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This
is Ace and Friends.
So the big pop culture story of the week is that Justin Timberlake got a DWI. Right?
Yep, DWI.
First off, hard to believe Justin Timberlake's been a superstar now for about, what, 26 years? 98? Something like that. When NSYNC hit? Maybe before that.
Yeah, maybe. Late 90s.
More than a quarter of a decade, Justin Timberlake has been a superstar. So he got a DWI. And this lady makes a pretty good point, something we talked about a little bit earlier, kind of.
Does anyone else think it's kind of funny that Justin Timberlake got a DUI in Sag Harbor? Like, I know they have Ubers out there. I watch Summer House. And those people are stupid and they're taking Ubers. So, like, embarrassing, Justin.
Right. True. Summer House is a TV show that's on Bravo. My wife watches a little bit of it.
It's a bunch of stupid idiots, and they can figure out how to get an Uber. Yeah, that was pretty astute.
Now, to their defense a little bit, they also have camera people and producers with them all the time. So they're like, hey, we're getting an Uber. They don't let them drive.
Yeah.
Because they're keeping track of that thing.
But you're in the Hamptons. Everybody should have, I mean, if you can afford to hang out in the Hamptons, you can afford to get an Uber.
There's just no excuse. You probably have a security person with you. And I better have
a security person.
You want to get rid of, wait, maybe he doesn't. Maybe because you're in the Hamptons or whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of celebrities.
Maybe he doesn't like taking security everywhere he goes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to drive myself.
But man, I would think, I'm not taking any chances. I got plenty of money. I'm going to get a car or something.
Yeah, and it's a freeing feeling when you know you don't have to drive. And you're like, now I can really like hang out and party if that's what you want to go do.
That's one of the things I loved about living in the city when I lived in the city for a while was that, you know, I didn't drive and the Uber was super cheap. It'd be $4 to go from here to there, you know, and we took it all the time because it was just faster, easier, more convenient than anything else.
Yeah. Or you'd walk to wherever you're going.
Yeah. And instantly you thought, I have to drive.
Yeah.
I'll have more than one drink.
It's great. Like so dumb. It's just a dumb thing to do.
It is a dumb thing to do.
Especially if you're Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. If you've got, you know, $300 million or whatever. I mean, I get it. I love to drive. I love to drive in the car by myself. I really do enjoy it. I would never want a driverless car or something like that. Mm-hmm. I enjoy the driving process. Always have, always will, I hope. But I'm going out to dinner. I mean, yeah, I'll just get some. I'll get an Uber.
Yeah, especially if you want to have martinis.
Yeah.
You know, not ideal. If you're like, yeah, I'll just have a couple martinis or whatever he allegedly had.
But you know what? I bet if you would have asked Justin Timberlake today, you know, the same thing, it's a stupid thing to do.
Stupid.
I mean, he would tell you it's a stupid thing to do and dangerous.
Yeah.
So thank God nobody got hurt. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm with you. I got plenty of money. Money's not an object. I'm getting a driver if I'm going to have a drink. Every time.
Come on.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
My son turns one. My youngest son turns one Sunday. His birthday party is Saturday. My wife is on the edge of a breakdown.
She's teetering.
Every day. I came downstairs yesterday with Dax, and she had been just bombarding me. I was upstairs doing something with Dax, and she was sending me messages, TikToks. Baby birthday party. It's like, you know, oh, look at this. And I come downstairs, and there she is sitting on the couch. And I noticed as I come to the bottom of the stairs, I can see her sitting on the couch. Her back is to me. She's sitting kind of sideways on the couch. And I thought I heard her go.
Oh, geez. Whoa.
She was looking for pictures, planning the first birthday post on Instagram. And I said, are you okay? Because I knew what was going on. She goes, yeah.
No.
I said, it's yesterday. We're not even close to the weekend. You're already crying about making a post?
Yeah. Wow, you're so insensitive.
Yeah, so then we go to, I'm just having fun. Then we go to Kinder Music, which we go to once a week in the afternoon. And it's, you know, little kids. And at Kinder Music, when it's your birthday, you get it. They sing happy birthday to you.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're walking in, she goes, oh, I hope they forget it's his birthday. I said, why? She goes, I'm going to cry if they sing happy birthday to him.
Oh, my God.
They didn't forget.
Oh, what? No.
She made it through without crying.
Okay.
Because they did forget. The teacher did forget until everybody was gone. And it was just Dax and his little friend Julian that's in the class. They were both have birthdays kind of close to each other.
Okay.
So she was like, oh, wait, we got to do his birthdays. And so Amanda made it through okay. A couple of little sniffles, but there was no breakdown.
Whoa. Whoa. Is she going to be okay at this party, or is she going to have like a full meltdown?
No, she's not going to be okay at this party.
First off, is that going to be awkward?
She's a super planner. So there's nothing but stress about everything. She's completely stressed out because everything has to go perfectly. And if it doesn't go perfectly, she's not good at accepting like, oh, I got screwed up. We can fix that. You know, that doesn't work. And then emotionally, she's already teetering on the edge of a breakdown because it's his first birthday. So I don't know. I think when they're singing to him and we give him the birthday cake or the whole thing, it's just going to be like a... I think she's going to cry alligator tears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you going to smash his face into the cake?
No, I'm very against that.
Me too.
I'm very against it. I didn't do that. My first two, we didn't do that. I'm not a fan.
Good.
If their face gets messy, it's from them putting it on their own face. I do not like smashing kids. Or I don't like when people get married and they smash each other's faces.
I don't get it at all.
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
I'm definitely smashing cake in Meredith's face if we get married.
You even said that with like evil intent, Rob.
This is Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
So, our very own Riggins has a big birthday coming up next week.
Yeah.
Good news. Yeah. You're nowhere close to 45 yet.
No.
Rob, your next birthday, you won't even be close to 45 yet.
I mean, I'll be 6 years away. It's pretty close.
Well, you still got a ways to go. 45 is a very important age because a new study has found that the average American over 45 feels 12 years older than their actual age. So according to this, if you're 60, you feel like you're 72. Ooh. If you're 45, you feel like you're 57. So, according to this, I'm 56. I should feel like I'm 68.
Do you?
No. The biggest reason for that is joint pain. Other common complaints include general body aches, getting tired easily, and feeling less active. Knee pain is also a big one. They say the feeling of being older than you are never really goes away. The average Gen Xer feels 10 years older than they really are. Boomers feel 14 years older than they really are.
When I saw my parents over Father's Day, they were talking about how many of their neighbors are getting knee replacements.
Yeah.
That the knee replacement doctor in their community is doing like four a day. Apparently it's not a major deal.
No, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
I know that my stepmom has had both her knees replaced. And a couple hours, 3 hours after it was done.
Crazy.
They brought in stationary bike into her room. And they said, okay, so we got to get up and get started with this. And I was like, she just had surgery like 3 hours ago. They said, yeah, we got to get it going. And that's what keeps everything from locking up. And the next morning, she was like, I feel 100% better.
Isn't that crazy?
I can see that. That's apparently a pretty easy thing to do. They do a lot of knees and hips now.
This doctor just like set up camp right outside their retirement community. He's like, yep, I can do a bunch a day. Watch this. God,
that is the way to do it.
Yeah, he must be just printing money.
He's just killing it right now.
Hips and knees. That's all he does.
Man.
Yeah. All those old people just hobbling around. Just
crank it out. Hips and knees. Yeah. All I wonder if he scouted that too.
Oh, I guarantee you he did. You can go there on your golf cart.
To the doctor?
To the doctor. So all you see is like this line of golf carts.
In their 55 and over community.
Right outside, there's a little side gate that everybody goes out to go to their doctors, and it's like a big medical building, and it's packed out. So all the doctors are right there, and they know.
The whole parking lot full of golf carts.
Yeah, and just old people like stumbling through the parking lot, being all old and gross.
I didn't know that. It's a genius move if you're a doctor.
So smart.
That's awesome.
This is Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
All right, Tag D Rob, what is your favorite thing from today's edition of Ace and Friends?
Well, it's hard. Kind of my favorite, but the 2019 thing made me feel really bad.
Oh, that when you realize that those things were just 5 years ago, but they all seem like a lot longer.
Yeah.
I don't think you should feel bad because I think that's one of those things that because of the pandemic and what happened in 2020 and 2021 and even into 2022, it makes everything seem like from 2017, 2018, 2019 will always seem like it's a lot longer away.
Mm-hmm.
Like I met Amanda in 2017. Well into 2017, And that just seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah.
That whole thing seems so weird. I've moved three times since 2019.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, where I lived in 2019, I moved in 2019, and then since then I moved in 2021. Yeah, so I moved three times.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Regan's favorite thing from today's edition of Ace and Friends.
Finding out Rob cannot wait for his wedding day where he can smash cake in Meredith's face. He said, I can't wait to smash cake in her face. Because Ace and I were talking about how we're not fans of that.
Yeah.
Well, smashing the kid's face in the cake.
Would that upset her, Rob?
I don't know.
He doesn't care. He hadn't even thought about that. It didn't even occur to me that it might upset her. He just wants to do it.
I don't know.
Would you want to smash cake in anybody's face? Like, would you like smashing cake in Ace's face?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because my dream was always to hit somebody with a pie. And Ace was like, we'll do it. We can do that. And then Ace was having like a bad week about something. And I backed off of it completely. I was like, that would not be good if I just smashed you in the face with a cake.
But I told you that had nothing to do with you. You're totally fine. Hit me with the face with a pie. I don't mind if that makes you happy.
Yeah.
That would fulfill your lifelong dream.
I always wanted to do that. Well, but yeah.
Do you still want to do it?
No. Oh. It's gone by the wayside.
I'd be totally fine with that. It doesn't affect me in any way.
Yeah. It might have been after Peyton. I forget. But I remember thinking like, this is not okay.
Well, it was totally okay with me. I said it was okay.
I was like, there's no way I'm smashing a pie in his face like right after he comes back.
I'm fine with it.
I know. You're a good sport.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.